Right now, we go to L.A. Our good friend Alex Pavlovich, he's the beat writer for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. He was Rookie of the Year, Sophomore of the Year. This is his junior year, and he's off to a great start. Alex, how are you?
Good. How are you, Marty?
I'm doing good. So, first of all, I know you're at, are you at the ballpark already?
Yeah, I'm watching the Dodgers very nonchalantly take infield.
Yes, yeah, so you've been watching Alan Thicke practice the national anthem, if I'm not mistaken.
His son. That'd be pretty good if Alan Thicke was here.
Oh, who is his son? All right.
A lot better.
All right. Well, this is what I know. You know that. But didn't you tweet a picture of him already?
I did. It's a boring Saturday here, so you do what you can do.
All right. Well, any news around the club this morning? Let's start with that. And, of course, you cover it so well.
No, nothing in the clubhouse. The thing that stuck out to me today was that everybody talked about how Mattingly would handle his big four outfielders, and today he went to the fifth guy, Van Slyke, to face Bumgarner. So they're gonna, Madison's gonna face a lot of right-handers this year, and especially here in Los Angeles, and Puig and Kemp and Hanley Ramirez, and now Van Slyke. It's obviously pretty good ones.
What is your take on the first week? And let's start in a couple of areas of the ball club. Defense early in the week was just abysmal. Has it straightened out?
Yeah, I think it's been solid. I don't think we've seen anything spectacular so far, and I think we need to see more of Morse in left field and see him get tested a little bit more to kind of get a feel for what he's going to do. But, Angel Pagan's been great. Hunter Pence has been great. The infield as always has been pretty good aside from that one game. And Buster Posey, I think, and even Hector Sanchez, I think his pitch framing has come a long way in the last couple of years. So to me, it's been, what they need. And we saw last year they lost some games because of it, and they haven't yet.
Middle relief coming out of spring training, I said this is Bochy's biggest challenge. We know where Casillas stands, where Lopez and Romo, you even know where Petit is, but those three guys in the middle, where are they going to be? And with Machi, Gutierrez, and Huff, I think we're starting to see a little bit of a settling in. Do you see that? And if so, how do you see it?
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot, and I've written it a lot about how many games they lost last year when the starter couldn't get through five or couldn't get through six, and just let close games get away from them, and games like yesterday's. I think last year that would have been a lot closer, but Huff and Gutierrez did a great job, and they kind of kept them at bay, and I think both of them, Gutierrez was kind of a hidden man during the spring, and then the first time the Giants saw him, or fans saw him, he was in Arizona getting knocked around, and you saw last night the stuff he has and why the Giants like him, why they have him here, and why they had him on the opening day roster.
Yeah, I like him. You take a guy, they've said it, give me a guy who throws 95, 96, and even if he misses his spot, it's tough to square it up. I mean, look, if these guys know it's coming, they can hit a jet plane, they can turn it around. But for some reason, when this guy gets it in the right spot, there's a lot of swings and misses for him.
Yeah, and we saw that from the Dodgers yesterday. Their bullpen's pretty much just coming at you with 96, 98, and the Giants had no chance. So, you want those guys on the other end, too. I think that's why one of the reasons Derek Law was such an intriguing guy in spring training. And Gutierrez has been the one who came in, and he's the guy who yesterday on the stadium gun here, which was kind of right in line with Game Tracker, was hitting 97, which is something the Giants haven't had a whole lot of.
Boy, that's for sure. Alex Pavlovich with us. He's down in L.A. Alex, Arizona, 1-6. Blame it on Australia? Blame it on Rio? What are you blaming on?
No, I picked them to finish last in the division.
So did you really?
I'm not surprised at all. Yeah, uh-huh. In my preseason picks, I had them fifth. I don't think it's a good team. I've been writing for a couple weeks. I don't think it's a good team. So they have Goldschmidt, they have Trumbo, and there's obviously other good players there. But I just think pitching-wise and bullpen-wise, they're just not going to be able to keep up with teams when it gets into the sixth or seventh inning. And that was even before David Hernandez got hurt. So I think they're in trouble.
All right, very good. Well, they're 1-6, and it doesn't look good. And they got pasted yesterday by the Rockies. Rockies are an intriguing team. How about Charlie Blackmon? 6 hits yesterday for the Rockies.
Yeah, if they get their top two guys to stay healthy and get anything out of the Blackmans of the world and the other young guys they've coming up, their pitching staff is better than people think. You look at the raw numbers, and it's really affected by Coors Field, but their pitching staff has been pretty good. And Nicasio was the guy we saw this spring and really looked like he's turned the corner. And somebody who's given the Giants trouble when is able to throw strikes. So I think they're going to be a lot better. And they have two kids in the minors who are, two of the top 10 pitching prospects in baseball and could be up later this summer. So that's a team. If two of them, Cargo, stay healthy, I think that's the team that we're going to be talking about in September.
Well, really, yeah. I mean, they're off to a good start. I mean, the Marlins took them apart a little bit and came back on the bullpen on Belisle, and they have a Conley, a K-U-H-N-L-E, I think, something like that. He throws the ball pretty well, too.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about having kids who can come up is that you don't have to put them in the rotation, and they have the two guys, Gray and Butler, who both throw about 98 to 100, and if you feel like their innings counts are up and you're still in the race, you can bring them up and put them in the bullpen in August and September, and they can be difference makers. So, I don't think they're going to contend for the division, but if they don't have any injuries and they stay healthy here and get 130 games out of their shortstop and, you know, get 130, 140 out of Gonzalez, I think they're going to be there in September at least playing competitive baseball.
Wow. All right. You're the first to say that. And a lot of times I mention the Rockies and everybody laughs at me, but I haven't mentioned them this year, although I have taken notice of the offense once again. Believe me. Hey, pitching-wise, and I love to get your perspective on it. Bumgarner, we saw, was flat. What did you think of Kane and Lincecum, watching them pitch?
You know, I still don't know what to make of either one of those guys, and I've seen a lot of them this spring. I think Timmy, he still can get strikeouts when he needs to, but I think he realizes that's not the way for him to go through starts. And obviously, the kind of new form that he wants and getting ground balls and having quicker innings it's something that will help him, but I think he's still trying to find his way through that. And to me, it's going to be difficult because there's a guy who's had trouble pitching down in the zone as much as a Hudson or somebody like that. And the other guy, Kane, he looked really, really bad in that first inning. And we were sitting in the press box wondering if something was wrong because we've seen that from him before where he just looks like he has no life on his pitches. And it kind of looked like what we saw in the first half last year at the end against the Mets. And, of course, they gave him a long break at the All-Star break to kind of get him back on track. But, you know, he comes back, he throws pretty well after that, and they felt pretty good about the way he was able to recover. So I think both of those guys, you have to give them three or four starts here and kind of make a determination. And obviously, it's much different things. With Kane, you're trying to determine if he's still an ace and still a guy who can be an all-star and all that. I think with Lincecum, they're just trying to figure out if he can be better than he was the last 2 years.
Well, he got him through six. You know, no walks, seven strikeouts. He threw a couple of meatballs, one to his best friend Goldschmidt, and the other one is Trumbo, who can hit him as far as anybody. And, you know, you work around those two guys, and I realize he's got a whole league to pitch against now, but I thought his performance was pretty good.
No, it wasn't bad by any means. I thought it was improved on what we've seen the last 2 years, and I thought this spring he was much improved.
Yeah.
I do think he looks better. I just think it's still an adjustment. I think he's still trying to kind of figure out how to attack guys and is doing much more homework now and obviously knows the hitters better now, but you still have to make those pitches. And we saw the two to Goldschmidt and Trumbo were kind of out there for him. So you still have to make sure you don't lay two or three of those out there every game.
Yeah. For you, any surprise this week, either a positive or a negative, watching the ball club? And, of course, all the two-out hitting and it has been tremendous. But something that a surprise either way for you this week?
I think the bullpen, if you had – you know, asked me before the season, and actually my editors did, to kind of do reasons for pessimism and reasons for optimism. I thought this team was going to hit, and I thought they'd be fine there, but I was worried about the bullpen. A lot of guys in spring training were kind of banged up, and obviously starting the year without Affeld and with a couple guys that we don't know much about, and somebody like Machi at the end of the spring, I mean, Machi, the way he was throwing, he looked like he might be designated for assignment, so I thought there were going to be issues there, but they've come out here the first week and thrown really well. And obviously, if you can get the ball to Lopez and Romo, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I think that's a pleasant surprise other than the hitting, which, as I've said, and take a drink, I said they can hit. I've said that to everybody in spring training. I saw Roger Kieschnick got picked up by the Diamondbacks. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, good for Roger. He's a really good guy and somebody who, you know, just didn't work out here. I think he's fallen behind too many outfielders at this point to really have a realistic shot in this organization. So you go somewhere else, and this is the time of year where guys get an opportunity to do that, and maybe something clicks. He's still a kid with a ton of talent and somebody who has a lot of power. We've seen it at times. It's just at the major league level, just kind of looked overmatched. So good for him. He gets a shot here, and I think the Giants really will be happy for him if he kind of goes out there and makes it work, just, you know, unless he does it against them.
I agree. Hey, how's Bochy? Is he in a good mood?
Yeah, he's been in a good mood. I think, you know, for him, it's easy to be in a good mood this week because I think he's had a couple really good games, especially the last two, just kind of pushing all the right buttons with double switches and getting guys in there defensively and getting his relievers in there. And, you know, he put a lot of trust in David Huff and Gutierrez And he put a lot of trust in Machi, given the way he was throwing this spring, and so far it's worked out. So, you know, I think he'd be the first to tell you that last year there were games that got away from him a little bit and maybe wasn't as sharp as he had been in previous years. But so far, I think he's had a really good first week and helped him win a couple games just from the moves he made.
Yeah, I asked you that because MT in Oakland says Bochy is the MVP of the first week, and you explained it well, the double switches, the relief pitching, and I said he was going to be challenged to figure it out, and you're right, he has figured it out, and the ball club has responded.
Yeah, you know, he does just an incredible job of keeping faith in his guys and never throwing anyone under the bus, never the slightest hint of controversy, and you know, we'll talk to him off the record sometimes about guys that he's worried about, but there are guys that can look terrible in spring. There are guys that can look terrible for 2 weeks, and he keeps chasing them. He keeps throwing them out there, and eventually that pays off.
Very good. Hey, Al, thank you so much. I hope we can get you on tomorrow if you're not too busy. ESPN game, obviously, we come on at 1 o'clock tomorrow, so we love having you on, and who knows what the story will be today, Bumgarner and Mahalem. I appreciate you being on.
All right, thanks, Marty.
All right, we'll follow you during the game. Alex Pavlovich on Twitter, always good.